Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Yeah, and I keep buying more and more records. Is there a doctor in the house? Because Dave the Rave, your record geek, is something wrong with me. I can't stop buying 45 records. I am a true record geek, no doubt about it. Time for my Relics and Rarities show. Those cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. And unless you're driving or disabled, come on, everybody, stand up. Don't sit down. Is the original version of You Can't Sit Down, as written, well, he was one of the co-writers, done by Phil Upchurch there in early summer of 1961. It actually hit the top 30 of the Billboard charts. It peaked at number 29. Phil Upchurch, 2 years before the Dovells version, the instrumental version of You Can't Sit Down. Of course, this is one of those records you definitely can't sit down to.
Yeah.
cool, those ideas. You want a hug? You want a kiss? You want to make love? I'm not going to stop you either. Woo! Bobby Marchand. Love that record, Bobby Marchand, and You Can't Stop Her.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know? I'm the bird. Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner.
Love that record there from early 1964. That became a big hit for the Trash Men. And a great song. You remember that record called Surf and Burn? Yes. All you Eddie Cochran fans.
Woo!
record, a tribute to the great Eddie Cochran. The artist Cole Hines, released on the Tower record label, Just Like Eddie. Well, Jim Rettberg from Tacoma Park, Maryland, his wife, she loves Eddie Cochran. She requested this song from Eddie, Three Steps to Heaven.
Now there are three steps to heaven. Just listen, and you will plainly see. And as life travels on, and things do go wrong, just follow steps one, two, and three. Step one, you find a girl you love. Step two, she falls in love with you. Step three, you kiss and hold her tightly. Yeah, that sure seems like heaven to me. The formula for heaven's very simple. Just follow the rules and you will see. And as life travels on and things do go wrong, just follow steps one, two, and three. Step one, you find a girl you love. Step two, she falls in love with you. Step three, you kiss and hold her tightly. Yeah, that sure seems like heaven to me. Just follow steps one, two, and three.
Dave the Babe on my Relics Radio Show. I'll take four steps if it'll get me to that kind of heaven. The great Eddie Cochran.
Let's wear it on our face. Yeah. Let's love got to go somewhere.
So much great soul 45s came out of Chicago. That's just one of the many great groups, the Dells, from the spring of 1968, picking a number 44 on the Billboard Top 100. But of course, in certain markets, like one of the markets I grew up listening to, Philadelphia, Love Famous 56, WFIL, WIBG. And of course, I spent 5 years working for WIBG FM in the later years. And that was a big hit record in those markets. The Dells and a tune called Wear It On Our Face. Well, are you wearing any embarrassment on your face? Did you come up with a wrong guess? And of course, you never have to feel embarrassed. Those mystery oldies that I play, they're often very difficult. Last week's mystery oldie 45 was this record from the summer of 1967. And we'll find out momentarily if anybody figured this record out.
Coming after we had made our plans.
That fell through the cracks. And what a cool tune that is as well. From summer of 1967. That was last week's Mystery Oldie 45. We always play just for fun. You get one guess only. And of course, the number to call. Jot it down because we have another Mystery Oldie coming up for you in just a little bit. The studio line here is 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. That is the Relics and Rarities studio line. And of course, you can always email me as well, dave@davetherave.com. Once again, email address dave@davetherave.com. Well, the mystery oldie from last week. A lot of people said the Four Tops, which was certainly a great guess, but it was actually a 45 that came out, like I said, summer of 67 on the Crimson record label, the same label that had a real big hit with the Soul Survivors of Expressway to Your Heart. And believe it or not, that was Lee Andrews and the Hearts. Lee Andrews and the Hearts in a tune called Nevertheless. Our winners, Lucas Ritchie from Appleton, Wisconsin. First time winner, as far as I can recall. The King and Queen from Central New Jersey, Dawn and Larry Kukan, Dennis Romanek in Summers Point, New Jersey, and down there on South Beach, Florida, the Great Sante, the four of them, well, if you count Dawn and Larry Kukan as two, the five of them, they all figured out once again that our mystery artist was Lee Andrews and the Hearts. So congratulations to the winners. And once again, a new mystery oldie is coming up in just a little bit. So don't touch that dial. Speaking of what a lot of people guessed last week, from late 65, the Four Tops.
Keep loving you.
those great Motown records, right? Released in November of 65, went on to become a top 20 record for the Four Tops. Something About You.
This is Dave the Rave. Home of Relics and Rarities. Dave the Rave drops the needle on another great 45. More Relics and Rarities from the No Static Attic.
As I lie awake, resting from the day, I can hear the clock passing time away. Oh, I couldn't sleep, for on my mind was the image of the girl I hoped to find. Whoa. I looked straight up at the ceiling above, thinking of the girl whom I she exists, the image of the girl I've always missed. Whoa. I twisted and I turned, trying to sleep, but all I could do was hope.
I think I got to find a better copy of the record. I think I've worn out my particular copy of that great record there. And that's from the summer of 1960. And I can tell you that when you went to a high school dance in 1960, all the guys and girls, they waited for that particular song. Yeah, I bet if you asked the guy who requested that song, who, by the way, thank you so much, Tony Schiattina from Homedale, New Jersey, who wrote a really nice review of the Relics of Rarity show. He posted it on the Oldies 107.9 a Facebook page. A great phone caller, makes a lot of cool requests, and he wanted to hear that record. And yes, that was the slow dance that the kids waited for. That was the dance that the nuns, if you went to Catholic school, they would tap you on the shoulder and make you separate. It's a classic, that's for sure. Safaris is what most people would say. Although when I once did a radio show, yeah, one time I actually did a radio show with Tommy James. Tommy James from Tommy James and the Shondells. We worked on a radio show together called American Jukebox. And as Tommy always used to like to point out about that record, if you actually look at the 45, it says Safaris with the Phantoms Band. And we even wondered whether it was Safaris with the Phantoms Band, but that's actually the full name of the artist on that. That's kind of like a good trivia question. Safaris with the Phantoms Band on the Lido record label. Big hit back in 1960. Image of a Girl. Thank you, the great Tony Schiattina, for that very cool request. I love you. That Dave the Rave is in love. I love that band, the Dave Clark Five. Big hit for them called Because. And often I say to my radio listeners, take the Relics of Rarities challenge. Think of a lost 45, Dave the Rave with all the records you crave. Well, okay, almost all the records you crave. But I got a Relics of Rarities challenge from Ursula Burnett in Franklin Park, New Jersey. And, of course, her husband, Bob, I think he chimed in on this one as well. But they were thinking of a record that they said that nobody could figure out what the record is. But they remember some record, and it was about Foot Stomp, and it came out like in about 1963. Well, let's see if Dave the Rave really does have all the records you crave, at least all the records that Ursula Burnett from Franklin Park, New Jersey is looking for, because I believe that this is the record you're looking for.
Myself a limousine. I stopped outside the doorway to listen to the record machine. The tune that they were playing was going through my head, but now I've heard that tune so much I wish that I was dead.
First time.
Watching a TV show, so I sat down in my easy chair and turned on channel 4. It hit me then, before I had time to get up and run away, there was a rock and roll band singing out that Foot Stomp's here to stay.
First time.
Let me tell you,
first time.
Stomping my feet, I'll be so happy if that's actually the record that Ursula Burnett was actually looking for. I hope it was a successful Relics of Rarities challenge. It's a UK deck of 45. I don't know if it ever really came out in America, but it was a, well, the other side of the record was actually like a number one record, I believe, over in England in 63. And it was a tune called Diamonds, Jet Harris and Tony Meehan. But both sides of the record, I believe, did get some airplay. The other side called Foot Stomp, which, of course, was the side that I think you were looking for. Jet Harris, Tony Meehan from 1963. And, of course, if you've got a lost 45, but it's got to be a good record now, a cool record, you can always contact me, 609-948-4487. Or you could simply email me, dave@davetherave.com. And if that was the record, Ursula, you could not only foot stomp, but you could also do the... Yeah, you can do that too. Tommy James and the Shondells.
Baby does the hanky panky.
Tommy James and the Shondells. That was his first big hit. Hanky Panky. What the heck is the Hanky Panky?
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
The most music!
A girl asked me to do the Hanky Panky. On bended knees, she begged me, please. I didn't know that she wanted to dance, so I gave her my hanky.
Someone tell me what the heck's the hanky panky?
No, no, no.
Hey! Someone tell me, somebody tell me, please.
No, no, no.
Hey! Someone tell me what the heck's the hanky panky?
No, no, no.
Hey! Is it a dance or is it a rare disease?
No, no, no.
Hey!
You know,
I buy myself a box of handkerchiefs.
Discotheque. I can't sleep at night and I can't go to work. If I don't find out soon, I'll go berserk. But even that she forgot. The hanky today is really making the scene. But is it a dance or a washing machine?
Oh, someone tell me what the heck's the hanky panky?
No, no, no.
Hey!
Someone tell me, somebody tell me, please.
No, no, no.
Hey!
Someone tell me what the heck's the hanky panky?
No, no, no.
Hey!
Is it a dance?
Hey!
Someone
it's a Sure Shot 45. That's what it is. I don't know why it's a Sure Shot. It's in that category for sure, though, of where the heck does Dave the Rave find these particular records? It was from the fall of 1966, kind of like an answer to the Tommy James Hanky Banky hit. Benzene, B-E-N space Z-I-N-E. And Benzene was actually, I think, Ben Crass, who had a very successful clothing store down in the Philadelphia area. But I guess he had this desire to make a record. So he got a hold of a producer. You know the name, Ernie Maresca. Yes, Ernie Maresca, the guy who wrote The Wanderer. He was a co-writer, and he also arranged and produced that particular record, Benzene Parkway 45, the same label that had all those hits with The Times and Chubby Checker. And what the heck's the Hanky Panky?
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities, the only place to hear music like this.
For the Relics and Rarities Super Express.
Well, Dave the Rave is going to pick up Jim Rigbet and his fellow roadies to the group End the Echoes as we head out to Baltimore, Maryland for this cool 45. Cool 45, that is on the Pulse record label, The Sound of Baltimore, and the Echoes used to perform with Tommy Vann, and a tune called Why Wonder. Well, there's no wondering about the fact that last weekend, of course, was the Labor Day holiday, the unofficial end to summer. Well, what is cooler than this next record when you think about summer's end? It's a great one from Chad and Jeremy. And it's called the Summer Song.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye? have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again. Say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. When the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
Yes, thinking of June of 2019, summer will be here again. And of course, we've got a lot of Indian summer days out there, that's for sure. And it's really not even officially over. It's just unofficially over. So summer is still here. Top 10 record for Chad and Jeremy, produced by the legendary Shel Tawmy. Summer song. Well, it's time for Day of the Rave's mystery oldie record. It's Rye Player Record. You get one guess only. We play just for fun. You got to tell me who's doing the record. And I think this is going to be a tough one. I don't think we're going to get a lot of winners on this one, but go ahead and impress me. If you know who's doing the record, call me up now. We'll take some calls after the show as well. We'll take calls at any time. I'm a record geek. I've got no life. All I'm here for is to play records and take your calls. 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. It's a lot of fun to talk to the listeners. You can also email me, dave@davetherave.com. Listen carefully. One guess only. Who is doing this next record? And good luck to everyone.
Everything, but you haven't seen my love. Unreal as it may seem, you inspire my every dream. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. An end this misery. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. No, 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 no. Begging, plead. You cast your spell on me. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. You made the stars lose track, and you broke my heart on top of that. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love.
Mystery Oldie 45. You know who's doing that record? Call me up right now or after the show. 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. Or email me, dave@davetherave.com. Yes, and good luck to one and all.
Dave the Rave, relics and rarities. Ho, 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 ho. Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Well, we're just about run out of time. I'm going to try to sneak in this Discovery of the Week for you. It's a cool instrumental by a group called the Montclairs. It's a record called The Hunch. It's Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week. There on the Fame record label out of Memphis, Tennessee. The Montclairs and a team called The Hunch. Good luck finding that record. I got a hunch you won't find that 45. Very tough to find. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.